Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And Prem Meats and Catering of Spring Green, small enough to know you, big enough to serve you.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Arriving back in Washington in the past hours, President Trump, having left the G7 summit in Canada because of the Iran-Israel fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president was asked if he's looking for a ceasefire.
An end. A real end, not a ceasefire. An end. So something that will be permanent.
Yeah.
Giving up entirely. That's okay, too.
Happening several times, the most recent hours ago, Palestinians shot dead by, witnesses say, Israeli troops near a food aid center run by a new U.S. Israeli military group. 51 dead, says the Gaza Health Ministry. No comment from the Israeli military. One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. One of the doctors accused of supplying ketamine to the Friends TV star Matthew Perry before his overdose death is now expected to plead guilty. This is ABC News. A warning that sounds like sci-fi, but intended to be real, says ABC's Lionel Moise.
In a new interview with podcast host Stephen Bartlett, Jeffrey Hinton, the so-called godfather of AI, a Nobel Prize-winning computer scientist, says superintelligent machines could one day decide humans are no longer needed.
It's smarter than us, right? There's no way we're going to prevent it getting rid of us if it wants to.
Hinton also warning of the many threats artificial intelligence poses right now, including mass cyber attacks, bioengineered viruses, lethal autonomous weapons, and mass unemployment.
Tropical storm Eric formed overnight near southern Mexico and is expected to become a hurricane by tomorrow, says the National Hurricane Center in Miami. The United Arab Emirates National Guard says it evacuated 24 people from an oil tanker today after a collision between two ships just east of the world's most critical oil choke point, the Strait of Hormuz. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
At Napa Auto and Truck Parts, buy the Milwaukee M18 Fuel String Trimmer with Quick Lock Kit for just $349 and receive one free Quick Lock attachment of your choice. Select from the M18 Edger, Brush Cutter, or Articulating Hedge Trimmer attachment. Tackle every job with Milwaukee's trusted power and precision. Stop by Napa in Richland Center or Basket Bell and take advantage of this unbeatable offer while supplies last.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
Coming up, a look at weather for the day in Southwest Wisconsin as we make plans. Well, it looks pretty nice this morning, right? We can actually see the blue sky. That hasn't been the case a lot with those remnants of the Canadian wildfires. But a little blue sky, some sunshine, but maybe not for long. Some showers and thunderstorms a little later on. We'll have more about that coming up.
Hey, have you heard this? Macy's is previewing our lowest prices of the summer on furniture and mattresses now before the sale starts Thursday. That means early access to July 4th deals on beautiful outdoor furniture sets, customer favorites like the Radley Sectional, and top mattress brands like Sealy, all at 20 to 65% off. So get to Macy's now to save big, beat the rush, and give yourself more time to relax on your brand new furniture from Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
Today's high temperature, 84 degrees, warm and humid with scattered showers this afternoon, some of which could be strong. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight continue, a low of 64. Wednesday, 74 with rain likely, possibly heavy at times. A few thunderstorms may mix in. Right now in Richland Center, we have a wind around 3 miles per hour. No rain in the night. Yesterday, 56 one-hundredths. And by the way, this week, 1 inch and 27 one-hundredths since the rain began on Sunday. Right after a low of 62, our temperature has warmed to the current mark. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, it is 66 degrees.
Staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So ride me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Ride me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, ride. I pick a banjo now. Oh, North Country winters keep a getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But I ain't a turning back to living that old life no more.
Mama. But he's headed west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City, Tennessee. I gotta move on before the sun. I hear my baby calling my name, and I know that she's the only one. And if I die in Raleigh, at least I will die free.
Sure.
Andy Grammer and Eli Young Band on WRCO. Good morning, 7:15. We'll get old Hank in here and see what it's all about. We'll see what the quiz is coming up with. Well, I tell you, I don't know. It's going to be a tough one. But then Hank did beat me last week in the rodeo quiz by 1-8-7. But we'll see. It's the one that was planned for last week, but it was rescheduled because we did a rodeo one. And I've tried to study up like on June things like the flower and the birthstone and things like that. And I'm guessing that I'll probably swing and miss. It is Dairy Month, of course, and everybody's celebrating, including our buddy Milo Hatzenbuehler. Milo?
Alfalfa is always greener on somebody else's farm. The buildings look so much cleaner, their acreage has such charm. Just look at the farms around you, their trucks and their tractors shine. The crops that they grow astound you, but still I am feeling fine. Under the cow, under the cow, life sure is merry with your own dairy. Under the cow, you get your dairy products free, all that you need for you and me. Straight from the udder comes milk and butter. Under the cow, the farmers who have no livestock, their lives simply aren't the best. They have nothing they can butcher when they're entertaining guests. When our pastor comes for dinner, the food's right at hand, you see. Last Sunday we had a chicken who entered the ministry. Under the cow, under the cow, you'll get good mileage out of your silage, brother, and how? Just make sure she don't step on your toe, or off to the doctor you will go, and you'll be as much as milking on crutches. Under the cow, under the cow, you've won half the battle when you have cattle. This is my wow. Some people like to gather eggs, but cows have twice as many legs, and cream is sweeter straight from the teeter. Under the cow.
Go, farm boy, go.
You stand her in place, the cow feeds her face. Her bag starts to sag, you can't keep the pace. Your thumb starts to hurt, you squirt in the dirt. Your pail starts to overflow. The cow shifts her weight, there's milk in your lap. She swings at a fly and knocks off your cap. The cow chews her cud, her milk's like a flood. I think it's 2%. Under the cow, under the cow, life sure is pleasing when you are squeezing. This is my wow. Only when you're out on the farm can you drink the milk while it's still warm. It's even fresher when you use pressure. Under the cow, hold your position when her tail's swishing. Under the cow, once before breakfast, once before dinner, keep her on schedule and you're a winner. Don't keep her waiting when she's lactating. Under the cow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Milo Hatzenbuehler.
Serving up delicious meals and local radio. Sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant Studios.
If you're ready for a career change, Cardinal Glass CG is looking for dedicated team members to join their growing workforce. With competitive pay, excellent benefits, and career advancement opportunities, this is your chance to succeed. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with 8 and 12-hour shifts available, including premium pay for nights and weekends. Plus, start earning vacation hours on your first day. Visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 for more details.
Here's something important you need to know about McFarland's at 780 Carolina Street in Sauk City. From our power equipment, farm parts, and service departments, we're always rolling. From our biggest farm equipment to your home tractor, we'll take good care of you from sales to service, no matter what the size. McFarland's, one block south of Highway 12 at 780 Carolina Street, where service is a family tradition.
Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin would like to congratulate all area graduates and athletes. Your hard work and dedication to sports and academics has prepared you for the game of life. And whether that game is taking you to work, class, or exploring the world, don't play driver roulette with fancy named ride shares. Call the hometown favorites at Town Taxi. We have vehicles for every situation, including airport service and wheelchair accommodations. So whether you want to get up, get out of here, gone, or you just want to go home, Town Taxi of Richland Center, Wisconsin can help. Call 608-647-3114 today.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry, but that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib. That's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
June is Men's Health Awareness Month. Consider this your reminder from the Richland Hospital and Clinics to call your doctor. Yes, even if you're feeling great now, it's important to check in. Preventative medicine is the best medicine. Your provider should check your blood pressure, lipid panel, weight, and glucose, even if you're feeling good. It's important to establish a healthy baseline. Call for an appointment today.
It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, there
good
it is.
Good morning, Philip. How are you doing, young man? Ooh, I can't open that.
Well, the question is, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, buddy.
I didn't really want to bring it up on the air, but it's, I've called in some grief counselors for you. I mean, I know you're going through a tough time, you know.
What for now?
Well, ever since Taco Bell closed last week. You're no longer 10 steps away from Gordita.
Hey, speaking of steps.
Well, no, I'm. We got to talk about this. Are you doing all right, though? I mean,
it's tough stuff.
Don't change the subject.
I'm scared.
Mean, you know, what do you do?
I'm in fear.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the classic Seinfeld when Kenny Rogers' roasters closed outside Kramer's window and he's hanging out the window. Kenny, come back. It was kind of like that with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But
I was just out of your office window, though. I mean, your office window's closer.
It is a little closer. Yeah. Yes, it is.
I got some steps going in and out of there. Just... and I'm going to have to remove those.
What do you do, Hank?
What do you do?
Yeah, I guess you're just going to have to learn to cope. Bring your own lunch, I guess.
You know, I could go down to Gumby's down at Jones's.
Yeah? What is he serving?
I don't know. Maybe just get his lunchbox.
Ramen noodles or maybe?
Probably, knowing my luck.
SpaghettiOs with meatballs.
Yes. Somebody. Or maybe John at Napa. I wonder what he brings for lunch.
I don't know.
They usually have good stuff down there.
I have a can of SpaghettiOs with meatballs, but I looked on the bottom of the can because I was tempted the other day. It was one of those
How
days.
How old was it?
Well, it said it expired in April of this year.
Oh, that's good to go.
I think it's probably good to go, isn't
it? Did you eat it?
No, I didn't eat it. I just was worried. You know, I thought maybe,
that's good to go.
Maybe I'd give you a serving of it first.
Just a small bit?
Yeah, just see what
Does it have meat in it? Does it have meatballs?
Yeah, it's got spaghetti. Well, I guess it's meat. I don't know.
Does it have the substance that looks like meat in it?
Yes, it does. What do you do?
I tell you, boy, I tell you what a day.
Mm-hmm, beautiful. Calm before the storm. Yep. You know, summer arrives, and then it's going to really arrive this weekend.
Yeah, and you know what? It's supposed to rain this weekend, though, isn't it?
Not Saturday and Sunday.
I'm praying for that.
But when you get that kind of heat, you never know.
So Henry, in his wisdom, didn't volunteer. He's doing an American Legion tournament.
Oh.
Yeah, can't wait for that. Yeah. Six games on Sunday, six games on Saturday, and three on Sunday.
Well, drink plenty of water.
I'm looking not forward to this at all.
No. No. You should have, like, water bottles on both of your heads. You know, those straws that, those straw hats that you can
and I'm back here.
Put beverages up there on your head.
All the pitchers would try to hit them off my head.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, congratulations on that.
Nice job.
Nice job.
Nice job. Yeah. Today's Quizzy Poo Day.
Yeah. What's it on today, by the way?
Today is just a little bit of everything. But, you know, I had it ready for last week, so I'm wondering if you actually cheated and went in my office and found it.
Nope, I would never do that.
Okay. Mm-mm. Are you ready?
Yes.
Number one, Ola. Eagles can move each eye independently, giving them a full 360-degree field of vision to spot prey in every direction at once. Eagles can move each eye independently, giving them a full 365 field of vision to spot prey in every direction at once. Yes, I read it right the first time.
I never knew that about Don Henley and Joe Walsh and Timothy B. Schmidt. Those guys can see that well.
Not those Eagles.
Oh, not those Eagles.
My goodness, not those Eagles. Have you been studying all in class?
Yeah, I have. I've always studied the wrong thing.
Here we go.
All right.
Eagles can spot fish swimming near the water's surface. Eagles can spot fish swimming near the water's surface from hundreds of feet in the air. Their eyes filter glare and enhance detail with extreme sharpness, like driving a drone camera with high-resolution vision.
Hmm. Okay.
All right. Let's see here. Number three. All the gold on Earth originated during Earth's core formation and was produced by volcanic processes within the planet's mantle.
All right. Go ahead.
All right. Number four. Some of the gold found on Earth is older than the planet itself, formed in neutron star collisions billions of years before Earth existed.
Hmm.
I dug deep for these.
Yeah. All the gold in California.
Did you get it? Dug deep?
I did.
Yeah, there's a pun there.
I tried.
And then you just sang.
I had a song in my head.
Because all U.S. currency is tracked through digital banking systems, economists can account for nearly all of the $1.5 trillion in cash currently in circulation.
Okay.
All right. Are you saying this is a tough quiz, Phil?
Well, it's not what I had in mind.
Apparently, I'm supposed to be working off the Eagles record.
Yeah, exactly.
Chuck E. Cheese's real name is Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Hmm. You know, I was always scared of him.
Why?
Well, I don't know. A big, you know, I'd be sitting there eating my pizza, and all of a sudden, he'd come out and walk around and scare me.
Does he still do that?
Yeah, I'd have to eat my pizza under the table.
Probably do that anyway. Get under the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Phil, yep. This June telling you.
Yeah, right.
Either take it to the car or get underneath the table.
Right. Well, I want to still go play games, though.
Oh.
You know, get little tickets and then turn them in for, I don't know.
Maybe. Like a little rubber stamp that works like three times.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good idea.
Good for you. In 1978, a town in Minnesota held a Send Your Skeleton to College parade to raise awareness for calcium deficiency.
This is a weird quiz, man. It's weird.
It's all over the place.
It is.
All right. It's illegal to enter some hillbilly festivals unless you play the banjo or chew tobacco. Pea Ridge, Arkansas got its name because the town was founded on the ridge where wild peas grew so big locals claimed they could feed the entire country with just one harvest.
Oh, boy.
While chewing tobacco.
These are playing the banjo.
Sextonville, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Once held a cheese roll race where participants chased cheese of wheels down a hill. The winner got to keep the cheese.
Wow. Man. I don't know where you found this quiz, but
send it away.
Late night eating ramen noodles and searching the web. It sounds like you've found.
We're going to reverse these, Phil.
Really?
We're going to go from 10 to 1.
Oh, all right.
All right. Sextonville, Wisconsin once held a cheese roll where race participants chased wheels of cheese down a hill. The winner got to keep the cheese.
It's got to be false.
It's false. While cheese is a big deal in Sextonville, Wisconsin, Sextonville, Wisconsin hasn't hosted a cheese rolling race yet.
Well, but hey, there aren't very many hills.
They may be in their next event plan if Phil and Junie could get it going.
Okay, yeah, right. We'd have to make some, you know, throw some dirt down, make some hills, I guess.
Number 9, Pea Ridge, Arkansas, got its name because the town was founded on a ridge where wild peas grew so big, locals claim they could feed the entire country with just one harvest.
I don't think that's true.
Well, it's not. While Pea Ridge is named after wild peas in the era, there's no record of them being a giant enough to feed the whole country. That would be pretty impressive. Number 8, it's illegal to wear some hillbilly to enter some hillbilly festivals unless you can play the banjo or chew tobacco.
That's got to be false.
It is false. While playing the banjo and chewing tobacco are iconic hillbilly stereotypes, no festival actually requires you to do either of them to join the fun.
Sure, sure.
Number 7, in 1978, a town in Minnesota held a send your skeleton to college parade to raise awareness for calcium deficiency. True or false?
That's got to be false.
It is. Exclamation. That's one made up, but it sounds like something a Minnesotan might try in February. That reminds me of the Greenland joke you told the other day. Where were you on the night of March, November 18th through March 18th? Chuck E. Cheese's real name is Charles Entertainment Cheese.
That's got to be true.
It is true. You're 5 for 5, buddy.
Charles Cheese.
Yep. Because of the U.S. currency is tracked through digital banking, system economists can account for nearly all of the $1.5 trillion in cash currently in circulation.
I said false.
It is false. Here's why. While digital transactions are traceable, most physical cash is not.
Okay.
Here's the shocking truth about cash. 85% of the U.S. paper currency, especially large denominations of like $100 bills, is unaccounted for and often held overseas or in private stashes.
Ha!
85%.
That is crazy.
No wonder I can't get a raise.
And it's hard to find pennies anymore. People are hoarding them.
They are hoarding them. Some of the gold found on Earth is older than the planet itself, formed in neutron star collisions billions of years before Earth existed.
True?
It is true.
Woo! Boy, I'm on a roll here.
What are you got? 7 for 7 or 8 for 8?
Yeah. 7.
Wow. What number was that one?
That was, well...
4.
4.
All right, now we're going 3. All the gold on Earth originated during Earth's core formation and produced by volcanic processes within the planet's mantle.
I'm going to say that's false.
It is false. Woo! While some gold moved into the Earth's crust through geological processes, much of it was delivered by meteorites containing gold that originated and formed in neutron star collisions billions of years before the Earth existed.
I knew that.
Yes. And they can understand this, but they can't cure my athlete's foot.
No.
That's just crazy.
I don't know if anybody can. All right,
buddy.
8 in a row, baby.
Eagles can spot fish swimming near the water's surface from hundreds of feet in the air. Their eyes filter glare and enhance detail with extreme sharpness, like a living drone camera with high-resolution vision.
True.
It is true.
Woo-hoo! Nine in a row.
You're gonna get... Oh. Do you want to change your number one answer?
I think I should. Because you've never gone backwards before like this, so I'm
thinking... No, but if you want to change it, I'll let you change it. Once in a while. What? I don't know what. I don't want to know what you did, but do you want to change it or do you want to keep your original answer?
I'm going to keep my original answer.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Dadgummit, Phil. Eagles can move each eye independently, giving them a full 365 field of vision to spot prey in every direction at once.
True.
It's false.
Oh! I knew it. I knew it. Why didn't I? Oh, I should have taken the opportunity to change it. You've never gone backwards before, so I knew something.
Here's the
had
explanation.
To be
Eagles have forward-facing eyes like humans and cannot move them independently. However, they have an incredibly wide field of view, around 340 degrees, thanks to the head movement and eye placement. Now, the reason I got on this eagle kick here. Because I saw a picture of this eagle with it. It was explaining the eyes on it, so I come up with two questions about it. They're impressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So do you want to change your number one answer?
No.
I gave you an opportunity.
I know you did. It's been since March since I've had a fridge hanger.
And so. That's still up in discussion.
Yeah,
so.
And I believe that was a music one, too.
Yes, it was. I think it was who came up with the first song for rap.
Yeah, but I got it right.
No.
Yeah, it's on the fridge.
No, because you got a half right. No, because you said, I said song, but you said lyric.
Huh. Well, something like that.
Anyway. Nice job, though. That's a tough
one. It was tough. And that stupid one I thought I had right.
I gave you an opportunity.
I know you did. I know you did, and I didn't take it.
Buddy, have a good day, everybody. Be kind.
That's Hank.
Like you, State Farm agents are small business owners. They understand this isn't just what you do, it's who you are. With that knowledge comes a deep appreciation of what it takes to get a business going and keep it going, and how your insurance and financial needs change as your business evolves. We believe every small business has big possibilities, as long as you know how to plan, protect, and prepare for the risks that can get in the way. So let's take a look at some ways we can help you do that. Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Some notes on today. In 1775, the Revolutionary War Battle of Bunker Hill resulted in a costly victory for the British. Iconic moments elsewhere. 1972, President Nixon's eventual downfall began with the arrest of five burglars inside the Democratic headquarters in Washington, D.C. And you may remember where you were when you were witnessing this on TV. After leading police on a slow speed chase on Southern California freeways, O.J. Simpson was arrested and charged with murder. That was one of those wacky events, kind of forever etched in your mind. I remember we were outside working in the yard. I had no idea what was going on. Turn on the TV. I'm like, how come they keep showing this car? I don't know what's going on here. And then, of course, Then you were glued to the set there for a while, for hours, it seemed. Anyway, coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes, Brian Broker, from Terry, Tammy, Brady, and Isabel. Also today from Dad and Mom, Kenny and Sandy. Happy birthday. Enjoy your day, and thank you for everything you do for us. Happy birthday, Grandpa Brian. We love you so much. Your day is as one. We hope your day is as wonderful as you are. Love from Alice, Coulter, and Lindy. And to our one and only Dad, Brian, from Jordan and Desiree, we hope you have a great day. Also from Kathleen, hope you have a terrific day, and much love to you today. Brian. Penny Huffman with a wish from Old Bag 18101. Colton Clary from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. We wish you a happy birthday. Also, today is the day that we send out wishes to Kent Hillersheim. Happy birthday from Elaine. Chris Knabel celebrates a birthday from the entire family. Have a good one there, Chris. And to Ardith Hansen from Five Points Lutheran Church, also from your card-playing partner and friend, Jean. Happy wishes today to Ardith Hansen from Schmidtwithen Hills residents and staff, to Rick Jones from Richland Center United Methodist Church, also Beth Lang from Bob and Heidi Shear. The RC Lions today saluting Hannah Green, Jolene Ferguson, Don Kramer, Ricky Jones, Courtney Newberry, Colton Clary, and Ty Mulholland Benson. Happy anniversary, Dan and Dawn Pliner. From the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions, happy birthday, Eric Drone, Brandon Kinney, Eric Martin, Braden Myers, Nathan Pinkham, and happy anniversary, Tom and Leah Babel. Happy wishes going out today on a special day from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club to Chris Falk, Cindy Klatt, and Dan Baumkamp. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier to Sue Curtis, Vera Dolman, to Chris Knabel, and Larry Keller. That's a look at birthdays and anniversaries.
Was your name just on the birthday or anniversary list? Maybe you added someone on today's list. Maybe you'll be adding someone tomorrow. Regardless, if it's your loved one's birthday, anniversary, or just because, J.J. Walsh Jewelers is the place to get something to show you care. We're known for our personalization of jewelry and other items, custom mother's rings, a mother's pendant, an engraved dog tag, a custom engagement ring, modifying your wedding ring to add something special. Our specialty is making things just for you. Jewelry is meant to be special, and when you can give something that is made just for your loved one, it means a million times more. Why give the ordinary when you can give something special? J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Phil and he, hoping you have a great day. I swung and missed on the last one for my quiz again, but that's the way it goes. I can still go out and play here during summer school. Joanne has the news coming up next. I'll check sports next hour, and we have another round of entertainment trivia and details on how you can win a little bit later on. Tickets for the Hillsboro Fireman's Dairy Breakfast this weekend. We'll learn about a little bit more on the morning show today later on. Have a great Tuesday.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Horton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Horton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Horton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a cloudy 69 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Partial sun this morning, warm and humid with scattered storms this afternoon. Some could be strong with a high of 84. Tonight, scattered showers and storms continue with a low of 64. After a low this morning of 62, it's 69 degrees.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed that her name was on the manifesto from the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence. Wisconsin-based lawmakers appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list. At the Capitol, a request for increased security ahead of a scheduled floor session this week. A spokesman for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss confirmed Monday that increased security presence has been requested prior to Wednesday's Assembly floor session. That follows the weekend assassination of a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband and the wounding of a second lawmaker and his wife, all at their residences. Unlike the majority of state capitol buildings and many county courthouses in Wisconsin, visitors to the Capitol in Madison can enter through numerous doors and are not subject to metal detectors or security searches. Security is provided by officers with the Capitol Police. A Wisconsin dairy farmer has alleged in a federal lawsuit that the Trump administration is illegally denying financial assistance to white farmers by continuing programs that favor minorities. The conservative Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty filed the lawsuit Monday against the U.S. Department of Agriculture in federal court in Wisconsin on behalf of a white dairy farmer, Adam Faust. The lawsuit alleges that the government continues to implement diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that were instituted under former President Joe Biden. Faust was among several farmers who successfully sued the Biden administration in 2021 for race discrimination in a USDA program. The Supreme Court is ordering a New York court to take a new look at whether some religious organizations should be excluded from a state regulation requiring health insurance plans to cover abortions. The justices acted Monday after the court unanimously ruled earlier in June that Wisconsin discriminated against a Catholic charity by forcing it to pay state unemployment taxes. The New York case poses a similar issue because the state exempts religious employers if their purpose is to spread religious values and they primarily employ and serve people of their faith. But religious groups that serve and employ people regardless of their beliefs don't qualify for the exemption. The Trump administration's Justice Department has begun targeting Democratic and presidential swing states with demands for election data or changes to voter registration procedures. While the request may seem technical and mundane collectively, they suggest the department is moving away from its traditional stance of protecting access to the ballot box. Instead, the actions address concerns that have been raised by a host of conservative activists following years of false claims surrounding elections in the U.S. By targeting certain states, presidential battlegrounds or those controlled by Democrats, they also could be foreshadowing an expanded role for the department in future elections. A third of Wisconsin's population doesn't drive, and that number is expected to grow. To address the issue, the state's Department of Transportation is taking action. There was a gathering last week of what's called the Non-Driver Advisory Committee. It comprised of advocates, service providers, and government officials, and they discussed how new technology and community partnerships can improve access for non-drivers. Most of Wisconsin's non-drivers include seniors, students, people with disabilities, and low-income individuals. A person was found unresponsive following a motorcycle crash Saturday night near Amplify St. Joseph's Hospital in the city of Hillsborough. An officer with the Hillsborough Police Department was conducting traffic enforcement while parked in a stationary position near the Hillsborough Fire and EMS garage. At approximately 10:35, the officer observed a motorcycle traveling at a high rate of speed entering the city limits. As the motorcycle approached the squad car and entered the city limits, radar showed the motorcycle traveling at 74 miles per hour. The motorcycle passed another motorist traveling westbound, continuing at a high rate of speed towards the residential and business areas of the city. The officer activated their emergency lights and siren and began traveling towards the motorcycle, but ultimately lost sight of the motorcycle as it passed through the 800 block of Water Avenue. The officer continued traveling westbound on Water Avenue, ultimately locating a motorcycle that had crashed near the parking lot of Amplify St. Joseph's Hospital emergency room. Upon locating the motorcycle, the officer immediately located an unresponsive male party laying in the parking lot believed to be the operator. The officer quickly retrieved emergency room personnel who came to assist and immediately began life-saving measures. The operator was subsequently transported to Amplify Gunderson in La Crosse via medical helicopter with life-threatening injuries. Due to the nature of the crash, the Hillsborough Police Department requested assistance from the Vernon County Sheriff's Office as well as the Wisconsin State Patrol Technical Reconstruction Unit. The Vernon County Office of Emergency Management has announced a major upgrade in its public alert and notification capabilities by transitioning from the Nexel platform to Everbridge, a leading global provider of critical event management solutions. This change, effective July 1st, is part of an ongoing commitment to ensuring the safety and well-being of Vernon County residents. It also has an internal component for county staff to deliver faster, more targeted, and more reliable emergency notifications. Everbridge will be the primary system used to issue alerts related to severe weather, public safety threats, road closures, evacuations, and other time-sensitive events. Another advantage is that Everbridge will be an opt-out system. The feature Resident Connect is being utilized to pull open source cell and landline phone numbers to get greater reach. Everbridge also provides greater customization, geo-targeting precision, and integration with other emergency systems, ensuring residents receive the most relevant and timely information possible. This improved functionality also enhances coordination among first responders and other public agencies during emergencies. Residents previously subscribed to Nexel will automatically be transitioned into Everbridge, but are encouraged to sign up for Everbridge alerts via email or download the Everbridge mobile app to receive critical information multiple ways starting July 1st. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board is sponsoring a series of canoe outings on the Wisconsin River through July. The large Voyager replica canoes, commissioned by the state of Wisconsin in conjunction with the sesquicentennial in 1998, are used for the trips that explore different segments of the river. The first trips are scheduled for Wednesday from 9 to 1 from Muscadet to Port Andrew and Thursday from 9 to 2 from Lone Rock to Gotham. Additional trips will be held Monday through Wednesday, June 23rd to 25th, Monday and Tuesday, June 30th and July 1st, and Thursday, July 3rd at various times and locations. To make a reservation or to ask questions about the canoe trips, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 at 608-739-3188 or by emailing marcia.curtis@wi.gov. Additional information may be found on the Riverway Board website or Facebook page. Seating is limited to 14 people for each excursion and reservations are required. A waiting list will be developed in case of cancellations. The excursions will be led by Mark Cupp, Riverway Board Executive Director. Water levels and weather permitting, a sandbar stop will be included in each trip. Participants should bring their own beverages, food, sunscreen, and bug spray. No glass containers are allowed. Life jackets and paddles will be provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own personal flotation device. Small groups may sign up for the trips, but should do so early to ensure that adequate space is available.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting, handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Today is Tuesday, June 17th. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87 of Blue River, died Sunday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Wednesday from 4 until 7 and again Thursday from 10 until the departure to the church at 10:45. Eugene Gene Hatch, 87 of Blue River. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Cazenovia, died May 26th. A celebration of life will be held Friday at 11 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. The Cazenovia American Legion McNamara Jasper Post 491 will provide military honors at the funeral home. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home on Friday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Memorials can be made to a charity of your choice or Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. John Frank Kataravic, 98 of Cazenovia. William Cairns, age 73, died June 5th. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 11 to 3 at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Cleary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for William Cairns, age 73. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca, died May 12th in La Crosse. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel Saturday from 9 to noon. Burial will be at the Bagley Cemetery with military honors. In lieu of flowers, donations to Sugar Creek Bible Camp or St. John's Lutheran Church are appreciated. Fred Hostler, 93 of Waseca. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51 of Spring Green, died unexpectedly Thursday. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. A private burial will be held in the Eastside Cemetery in Dodgeville. Friends may call at the funeral home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Lone Rock Community Congregational Church. Wade Aaron McLeod, 51 of Spring Green.
Are you ready for a new refrigerator? Buy it now. Don't wait for a July 4th sale. Lock in your savings on Whirlpool French door refrigerators starting at $18.99. Visit us in Reedsburg, Richland Center, or anytime online at townandcountryrc.com.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services. It is a cloudy 70 degrees in Richland Center at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sabertson. President Trump is back in Washington, having left the G7 summit in Canada early due to the Israel-Iran fighting. Aboard Air Force One, the president said he wasn't aiming for a ceasefire, but for a permanent end, or for Iran giving up. He urged people to evacuate Tehran. Also on the plane, Mr. Trump was asked if he plans to call Minnesota Governor Tim Walz about the deadly shootings of state lawmakers.
I'm not calling. Why would I call him? I could call him and say, hi, how you doing? Guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
One of the worst Russian air attacks in Ukraine's capital of the war happened overnight. Drones and missiles killing at least 14, say Ukrainian officials. One of the two doctors accused in the overdose death of Friends TV star Matthew Perry is expected to plead guilty with a maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. This is ABC News.